This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking once again with Dr. Paul Hochmeier. The column is Shrink Wrap, and the subject is office parties, holiday parties, and booze. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. Always a pleasure.
So in your vast experience, why do people who are smart and probably know better cast their better judgment aside and use the holidays and office parties as a ticket to ride to infamy?
Well, I think I can sum it up in two short words, and those words are anxiety and anger, two A words. I think particularly in this economic climate, we have a lot of economic anxiety, and people are concerned about their jobs, and there's a lot of pressure to perform, and people are being really scrutinized in ways that they weren't before, and people then go to holiday parties, and they feel like they can let loose and release, and then you introduce alcohol into that equation, and people let their guards down, and they do and say and act in ways that they normally wouldn't act when they were sober and thinking clearly. The other thing is anger. I think that, you know, because of the economic climate and because of how competitive things are, that a lot of people are angry at their bosses and at the work environment, and they go to these parties, and again, they throw alcohol onto this, and then boom, it's a disaster. So those are basically the two things that I think of.
How much worse does the internet and social media make these transgressions that occur at office parties?
Well, they make it very worse, because you can capture these, you know, moments, and they last forever. And you know, it's not like it used to be in the good old days, right, where you would go to an office party, drink too much, say something, and you know, regret it the next morning, and it would be the end of it. Maybe you could go back into work and make an amends or whatever. But now, these things get captured on film, and people have their smartphones and they're snapping pictures and posting things on Facebook. And then the next thing you know, something that you did that you would care not to remember is suddenly all over the internet. And so, it really magnifies the impact of these things.
That should put the fear of God into anyone listening to this. What do you tell patients or just regular people who rationalize that they need to let their hair down now and again, and holiday parties seem to be conducive to such behavior?
My advice to my patients is do not use the holiday party to relax and get drunk. I mean, basically, I think that a holiday party, I look at holiday parties as an extension of the work environment, and never forget that eyes are on you, your performance is being evaluated, how you act, how you carry yourself is critically important at holiday parties, just as it is in the office. And so there's plenty of opportunities to relax. There's plenty of opportunities to enjoy the holidays. Make sure that when you're going to your holiday parties, that you're aware that, again, it's your performance is being evaluated, you are being evaluated, and don't lose sight of that.
Okay, thank you. How often is periodic self-indulgence as opposed to drinking or taking drugs habitually a sign of deeper issues that need to be addressed in your office?
Well, I think we need to look at the consequences of those periodic episodes. And if you find that your periodic episodes, you are getting out of control, in other words, you become a person who you're not normally, personality-wise, if you do things that you normally wouldn't do when you weren't drinking, those are things that we need to take a look at. I mean, there are different all sorts of definitions for what constitutes an addiction and what constitutes a problem. My baseline is if you think you have a problem, then you do, and you need to take a look at it. And typically, people who don't have a problem with alcohol don't think that they have a problem with alcohol. That thought really never enters their mind. So if you have a thought that you have a problem, then you do, and I would encourage you to talk to somebody. Or, you know, there's great resources. You can go online, the Karen website, the organization that I'm associated with, which is a nonprofit rehab. It's caron.org, and they have tests where you can see whether or not, you know, whether you qualify as a person who has problem with addictions.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dr. Paul Hochmeier. The subject has been overindulgence at holiday office parties and warnings about why you better not. And we will be discussing other issues around that accrue to the holidays. Thank you very much, Paul, for joining me this time.
Thank you, Susan.